glory and light. All praises to the only giver of life, our Maker. The gates are open wide. We worship you. Come see what love has done. Amazing. He bought us with his blood. Our Savior, the cross has overcome. We worship you. Shout, Hosanna, Jesus, he saves. Shout, Hosanna, he rose from the grave. Come and lift him up, Hosanna. Now let the lost be found, forgiven. Death could not hold him down. He's risen, so let the saints cry out. We worship you. Shout, Hosanna, Jesus, he saved. Shout, Hosanna, he rose from the grave. Come and lift him up, Hosanna.
The same power that rolled the stone away, the same power alive in us today. King Jesus, we call.
Away is all that I can do. that welcomes me, the kindness of mercy that bought with blood wholeheartedly my soul undeserving.
God, you're so good. God, you're so
so good. God is so good to all of us. Even in these days when we're navigating times like we've never lived through before, we sense His presence with us. And we're thankful for the way He reaches into our lives from day to day. It's amazing, as I've been doing my daily Bible readings, God has been helping me to see the promises of His Word in the context of coronavirus. And it is amazing how apropos all of the different verses are in ministering to us in this time. And many of you have been opening your Bibles and spending a lot of time there because of being on shutdown, if you will. And it will prove to be a very prosperous time in all of our lives as God walks with us in these days and speaks to our hearts. Friday, I was called by Margaret Whitfield's family that she was coming very near the end of her earthly journey. Would I be able to come and have a prayer with her? And I went and had a prayer with her. And I just want to take a moment this morning to acknowledge what an amazing friend Margaret has been to so many people through the years. She was a member of our Wednesday morning Bible study and was always just brought such a presence with her as she came to the study, a very humble lady, very real in her interactions with all of us. And I remember early on when she started coming, she would tell us that she had been to the nursing home to visit with some old folks. And Margaret was well advanced in years, but continued as long as she was able to minister to those that God gave her an opportunity to minister to. And I was so moved as I went to have a prayer with her the other afternoon. She said, "Just pray that the Lord will let me go home. I'm tired." And I am mindful this morning that on this Palm Sunday, as all of us have palm branches around us, and some of you have put palm branches on your front doors in recognition of this special day as we cry Hosanna to the Lord, Margaret's waving palm branches in heaven today. And now that she's there, there's one more reason for us to want to be there in the presence of Jesus. I just want to thank the Lord for Margaret and her family, and for the blessing they have been to my life. And I'd like for you to join with me in paying a tribute to her and also asking that God would be with her blessed family. Lord, as we bow this morning, we are mindful once again that these times that we have together are precious, because we never know who next will cross over to the other side and no longer be beside of us. Lord, I want to thank You for Margaret. I want to thank You for her love for You, for her love for her husband and for her family. I pray that You'd be with Mr. Floyd and all his family. Lord, just walk with them in these days. And I pray that Your presence would be a comfort and a strength to them. Thank You for the ways that we learned about Your love through Margaret's life. And thank You for the beauty that rested on her because of Your touch on her. Thank You for allowing us to have the opportunity to have her as a part of the First Church family for several years. Lord, we're going to miss her, but we want to thank You that because of Jesus and because of who He is and what He has done on the cross, that we will have the opportunity to be reunited with Margaret and a host of other loved ones who've gone on before us. And Lord, even as we're living through these days of coronavirus, with the imminent threat of that virus, for some it is a fatal visitation. And yet, Lord, we're not afraid to move to the next life because of what You have done for us. Selfishly, we want to be close to our family, so we don't want this virus, so we can stay a little bit longer with those that we love. But, Lord, we just want to thank You today that because of Jesus, ours is the victory, and that You have a plan for us that cannot be interrupted by anything, even a pandemic. So be with us on this Palm Sunday as we look to Your Word. Speak to us, Lord, and help us to know it's You. Folks don't need to hear from me. Lord, we need to all hear from You. So somehow let Your Spirit supernaturally allow us to know that it is You speaking to us today. Thank You for all the friends, Lord, who are with us by way of online service. And I just pray that You would unite us in the Spirit, even though we're separated from one another as far as physical location. And it's in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Well, if you were here, I would ask you to stand and shout Hosanna to the Lord in the highest. Well, you're not here, but I'm going to ask you to do a crazy thing. I'm going to ask you to stand up right there in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you are. Come on, I'm going to give you time. I know you got a cup of coffee there and you're wrapped up in a blanket maybe because you got the air conditioning turned down. My friends here are standing. There we go. One of them wasn't, but now they are. And I want you just to shout, "Hosanna to the Lord in the highest." You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hosanna, Lord, to the highest.
Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Palm Sunday, a day that we commemorate Jesus making his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, riding on the back of a donkey. And he told his disciples to go and they would find a donkey and its colt tied up. And he said, "I want you to untie them and bring them. I have need for them. And if anybody asks you what you're doing, just tell them the Lord needs them and they will be returned." And so the Lord opened the way for that to happen just exactly that way. The disciples went and they found the donkey and the colt of the donkey tied and untied them and brought them to Jesus. And the Bible says the crowds that went ahead of Jesus and those that followed him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And as I look at that passage, I am a little bit surprised that there were still so many people who did not know who Jesus was. I mean, think about this. He's been ministering for 3 years. He's been all over the countryside. He's been in and out of Jerusalem on a number of occasions and the surrounding areas, Bethany and Bethlehem and all the surrounding areas. And yet there were still people who did not understand who he was. And even those who answered, notice their answer. Their answer was not, "This is the Son of God." Their answer was not, "This is the Messiah." Their answer was not, "This is the one that the Lord sent for our salvation." Their reply was, "This is the prophet." But that's not going far enough, is it? Jesus is more than a prophet. More than just a good man. He is God in the flesh. The Lamb of God who came to lay down his life that you and I might have salvation as a real opportunity, not only for eternity's sake, but in this very moment, to be his child makes all the difference in the world. And so there were people who still didn't understand. Do you realize that there are people all around you, your neighbors, your co-workers, your school friends, there are people all around you who still have yet to realize who Jesus is? Church, let us fall to our knees and ask for God to bring His Spirit to the face of the earth, to bring people to a holy awareness of who Jesus is, that as He rides into our midst, this is not just a prophet among prophets, this is God Himself who has come to be with us to reveal to us the salvation that has been purchased on Calvary's cross. The disciples did what Jesus asked them to do. And as the people ask, "Who is this?" even the disciples were coming to a fuller understanding of who he was. But as I think about this scene in history, as I think about Jerusalem, and I'm thankful I've had the opportunity to walk there in those streets on a couple of occasions in my life because it really brings a graphic to this passage for those who have been there. And as I think about all of that, I think about what can happen in someone's life when Jesus comes riding in, when Jesus comes to the shouts of Hosanna, which is to praise Him and to receive Him as someone who is special into our midst. What can happen on a day like Palm Sunday? Well, for one, Palm Sunday's a good day for us to listen for the voice of Jesus. Actually, every day is a good day for us to listen to His voice, but today in particular, to hear what God would say to us as we move into this Holy Week, realizing that the triumphal procession was the beginning of the week of Passion. And on Friday of this week, Jesus would be nailed to a cross. They would not force him to that cross. He would lay down on that cross, offering himself. They didn't take his life. He gave his life. For this is why he came, to shed his blood for the remission of sin. as he gathered with his disciples in the upper room on Thursday night to celebrate the Passover with them, he gave a whole new meaning to Passover. Passover had been that celebration, remembering the time when the blood of a lamb was smeared over the doorpost of a home, and the death angel that went through Egypt would pass over that home where the blood was painted on the doorpost. Jesus gave a whole new meaning. He gathered his disciples in an upper room. He shared the Passover with them, and then when the supper was done, he took the bread, and he said, this is my body that is broken for you. I want all of you to eat of it. Now, this was the first time the Lord's Supper had ever been observed. And Jesus is transferring the meaning of the blood of the Lamb from a lamb that is sacrificed to himself. And he's saying to them, I now am the Lamb of God that will be sacrificed for your eternal salvation. Eat this bread and do it in remembrance of me. It represents my broken body. And each one of them took a piece of bread and they ate the bread. And then he took the wine, and he held the cup up, and he said, I want every one of you to drink of this cup, for this represents my blood, which is spilt for the forgiveness of sins. And he passed the cup, and each one of them took a drink. And for the very first time, the Lord's Supper was observed. If we were all here together this morning, Palm Sunday is our Sunday, one of those special occasions when we have the Lord's Supper. And we're not able to do that together, but I encourage you this week to take an opportunity, perhaps on Maundy Thursday, that would be a significant day, to gather your family at the table, to have some bread and some grape juice, or if you prefer, some wine, and take those elements and remember that we are saved because of what Jesus did on the cross. And that this week is all about what happened as he was making his entry into that moment for which he was born. Palm Sunday is a good day for us to follow his leading in our lives. Not only to hear his voice and the things that he would teach us and show us, but to actually allow him to direct our steps. Lord, direct our steps in these days. We are limited in where we can go and what we can do, but Lord, help us to use this as a time to be tuned in to those things that you would have us to busy ourselves with. It's a good time to follow his leading in our lives. You can send a greeting to someone by way of Facebook or text message, or you can send a card, or you can make a phone call. We're not together physically, but we can be together spiritually. We can be together by remaining in contact with one another. So follow the Lord's leading in that way. You may be the very encouragement that someone needs this week as they're locked away trying to get through these days of coronavirus. Palm Sunday's a good time for us to praise him in the midst of our troubles. Do you realize that as the people were welcoming Jesus, some of them held to him as being their political hope? They were under Roman oppression, and they were looking for the one that God would send to cast Rome aside and to become the leader of their people. And for many people, that's how they received him that day. But we know it goes further than that. That we can praise him in the midst of our troubles, not because he is just a political leader. He's more than that. He is the sovereign God of all creation. And as we welcome him into our lives, we welcome him in the midst of what we're going on, it does make a difference. It's amazing how the Lord ministers to us in these days which we're living through. So Palm Sunday is a good day to remember. God knows all about our troubles, and he's very near, and we can call upon him and trust him in him for all of the needs that are represented in our lives. Today we begin our final approach to Easter Sunday. We've been in this Lenten season, many observing Lenten fast, and now we're in that home stretch, moving to Easter Sunday next Sunday. For the first time that I can ever remember, we will not be gathered together in our church gathering places like this. That's different. But it doesn't have to keep us from celebrating the fact that there's an empty tomb. And so as you're moving through this week, remember that everything that happens this week for us as Christians is all about what Jesus did as he answered the call of God upon his life to lay down his life for our salvation. Think about this song this week. It's an old song, but it is a valid testimony. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And so this week we attach ourselves to that victory that is ours because of who Jesus is. Our faith is renewed because we know that just as He left death behind, folks, listen, we will leave death behind as well, but we also will leave coronavirus behind. And there will be great rejoicing when this virus has been taken away as a threat to our lives. But remember, our victory is sure because of who Jesus is and because of the life that is represented in His life. Shout with me in praise of His name, Hosanna to the Lord in the highest. Would you shout that one more time?
Hosanna to the Lord in the highest.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, on this Palm Sunday, we thank You so much for the entrance that You have made into our lives. Just as You entered Jerusalem at a time when Your disciples were concerned for Your safety, You did that because it was a part of the plan of You going to the cross to offer Your life, to offer Your blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And so, Lord, today we celebrate the victory that is ours because You have come boldly into the midst of our lives. Lord, I pray that families everywhere this week will take an opportunity to observe the Lord's Supper, to take the bread and the juice, and to remember we haven't saved ourselves. You are our Savior. You are the only one, Lord, who can bring us to the other side of the grave with victory. And so we shout praises to Your name because of what happened in this holy week thousands of years ago. But what happened way back then has implications for us right now today because You are a living Savior. And for that we give You praise. Amen.
Away. Washed away.